Presserpe, and Setiagoya squander the fat purses of Dismas and Dithymus on a sordid assortment of pleasant peasant blouses, then sit by a bank of the roaring Oreo, trimming a rowboat with flax and tallow under a Rolex moon. Naked to the navel, Ignio Yatayanga squats in the bushes wondering, if the gold screw in his belly were to be turned, would his ass fall off? The reason for thunder, with no lightning or rain, could only be blows of the hammers of elves, says Presserpe to Sentiagoya, whose eyes are blue as the milk of wolves in the wild wood. Dismas offers a stack of silver coins to a jukebox set in the trunk of a melon tree, containing only the songs of Solomon, set in three-quarter time, played on steam organ, and sung by the Sisters of Immaculate Conception, while Dithymus touches a match to the thatch of his roof and sings by its light to the slight tones of a pocket guitar. A thousand miles I came to hear a bear play violin. The bear played violin, not very well, but better than you expect from a bear. Presserpe and Sentiagoya return to the feast of fire with 12 silver whistles and a dozen tuned lips to play them. All which is not music is fed to the flame.